U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich joins us to talk about President Trump's Antiquities Act executive order that reviews dozens of national monuments going back to the start of 1996 that are over 100,000 acres and may open those designations to possible modifications. Senator Heinrich, I'd like to hear your thoughts about how you think this may impact New Mexico's recently designated national monuments.
I'm going to join with local communities in making sure it doesn't impact New Mexico's national monuments. I think the president has been deeply out of touch on this, and if he were serious about listening to the voices of local communities, he would look at monuments like Oregon Mountains, Desert Peaks, and Rio Grande del Norte in New Mexico as the gold standard of how you start at the grassroots level, create a conservation initiative that has local investment, and then that permeates up to the federal level. So I think they're barking up the wrong tree on this one, and I'm going to stand with New Mexicans to make sure that we keep our national monuments and all the jobs and revenue that they help create.
What do you think that you can do as a senator to stand against this executive order?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I had a conversation last night with the Secretary of the Interior. I was the speaker at the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership annual awards dinner, and the secretary was there. So I talked to him, and I said, look, New Mexico's monuments, they are the gold standard. We have investment from our communities. And I think that will carry the day. It is the voices of local people who will decide how they spend their limited political capital. And when you have the kind of investment that we've seen, I think doing things like going to the rally on Friday at the Ramada Palms to support Oregon Mountains, Desert Peaks, continuing to speak out in the media, those are the things that the White House is going to listen to at the end of the day. And we have such active communities in southern and northern New Mexico around the two monuments that we created that I think that will be absolutely key to the future.
President Trump, when he signed the executive order, called President Obama's designations of national monuments a, quote, egregious abuse of power. Does he have a point? Have recent designations become a political tool for sitting presidents to take advantage of?
No, I don't think they have become a political tool. And if anything, if you look at how the two monuments in New Mexico were created, it was a long process initiated at the local level where local elected officials, local business owners, local outdoor enthusiasts, and many other constituents and user groups reached out to their federal delegation and said, we want something done to protect the places in our backyard that we care most about. And it was the Obama administration didn't come knocking on the door in New Mexico and say, we want to do this. We carried the voices of New Mexico to President Obama. I have a picture of him where I'm literally showing him a picture of the Oregon Mountains and talking about the local community support, the people who have called my office and met with me and said, this is one of New Mexico's iconic landscapes. We would like you to look at using your authority under the Antiquities Act to make sure it stays that way.
Supporters of the president's executive actions say this could bring more commercial growth and economic opportunities to areas like the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument. New Mexico is already struggling with unemployment and economic growth. Do you think that desperate times call for desperate measures? Do you agree with those supporters?
I think they've got it completely upside down. We need to continue to grow the things that are actually working in this economy. We've had a lack of leadership at the gubernatorial level in terms of economic development, but the outdoor industry continues to thrive in New Mexico. It is tourism and recreation that even in that vacuum of leadership continues to create jobs. And we have seen that in New Mexico with over 60,000 jobs in outdoor recreation. It is one of the things that is foundational to our economy at this point, and to put that at risk would be a mistake. And there is no question that there is plenty of private land where we can do thoughtful, sustainable, high-quality development in southern New Mexico and around Las Cruces and in the Rio Grande Valley without putting those incredible views and the quality of life that it makes it worth, you know, being there at risk.
You mentioned small businesses earlier here in Las Cruces. Some small businesses have said that they benefited from the Organ Mountains, Desert Peaks National Monument, with tourism, recreation, and hospitality opportunities. Can this move by the president, should it end up being modified, could this make a big impact on those businesses that have taken strides forward?
Well, I think it puts this progress at risk, and we have something that that we can be very, very proud of in the Organ Mountains, Desert Peaks. The community engagement and small business engagement around the monument has been a model for a national model for how to do this. Monuments to Main Street and the activity that happens, the economic activity and community activity around this. And so anything that puts that at risk, I think, is moving us in the wrong direction rather than the right direction.
I'd like to talk with you a little bit about how the state of New Mexico and the federal government negotiate with the sale of land. Land Commissioner Aubrey Dunn said that this executive order could impact ongoing negotiations between the state of New Mexico and the federal government on state-owned land, surface and mineral rights with the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument. Could this really impact New Mexico in a negative way with that
negotiation? Absolutely. You know, Commissioner Dunn and I have not always been on the same page, but I will tell you that on this issue, he is absolutely right. He, at the State Land Office and the BLM, have worked for a very long time to resolve one of the most challenging issues with regard to land management in the state, and that's that within these very special places, there are isolated tracts of state land from really from statehood when those sections were granted, sort of spread randomly, or at least it looks like it on the map. It's basically mathematical, but they're sprinkled through these special places. And so you have two very different mandates. You have the Bureau of Land Management being asked to manage something as a monument, and then you have the State Land Office being asked to get the absolute most economic value out of their state land sections. What makes sense is to do a land swap. Take those sections out of the monument, and then give the State Land Office some BLM land in places where it is really more appropriate and more profitable to develop, so that the permanent fund that funds education in New Mexico has a higher rate of return. So this is one of those unintended consequences where it's absolutely correct that what the president did put at risk an awful lot of progress that could help New Mexico school kids.
I just have one more question, Senator Heinrich. The Department of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced at the signing that this will not undo national monument designations. What are your thoughts on that statement about not undoing national monument designations? Is this the start of something, or do you think that he's going to stand firm on that?
Well, I think it's not clear exactly where they want to go with this. And I think that the executive order was created to make a big splash, to say something ideological. But the question is, how do they implement it? And so it's going to be up to all of us at the local level and all of us who were invested in the creation of these places to make sure that they understand the value of our monuments. And that's why something like the rally at the Ramada Palms is going to be so important, because local voices in southern New Mexico will carry the day for Organ Mountains, Desert Peaks. And I will make sure that Secretary Zinke hears those local voices. And I have told him how popular our two monuments are. And we're going to continue to do that.
Senator Martin Heinrich, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you so much.